Title: The FTC Cracks Down on March 2015 Lord & Taylor Social Media Launch, Native Advertisers Beware. Content: Recent efforts by the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, to regulate the use of native advertisements, a popular and growing advertising tool, have resulted in the first enforcement action. On March 15, 2016, the FTC settled charges brought against New York retailer Lord & Taylor, LLC, Lord & Taylor, arising from Lord & Taylor's March 2015 social media campaign targeted at 18 to 35-year-old women, its launch of its new Design Lab collection, signaling the FTC's intention to more heavily regulate the use of social media influencers to advertise fashion apparel. The FTC complaint alleged that Lord & Taylor promoted the launch of the Design Lab collection and a featured Design Lab paisley dress design through native advertising, including a Lord & Taylor-sponsored article in the online publication Nylon and a Nylon Instagram post that was approved by Lord & Taylor. The FTC complaint alleged that Lord & Taylor paid 50 online fashion influencers to post Instagram pictures of themselves wearing the same Design Lab paisley dress. A copy of the consent order and complaint are attached. The exhibits to the complaint can be found here. The FTC complaint also alleged that Lord & Taylor failed to disclose that the Nylon article and Instagram post were contracted and paid for promotions. The FTC complaint alleged that Lord & Taylor also approved the Instagram Nylon post but did not require a disclosure. With regard to the 50 influencers, the FTC also alleged that Lord & Taylor neglected to disclose that Lord & Taylor had given each influencer the dress, as well as a payment between $1,000 and $4,000, in exchange for their endorsement and the posting of a photo of themselves wearing the dress on Instagram or another social media site. While the influencers were free to style the paisley dress as they wanted, Lord & Taylor contractually obligated each influencer to use the Instagram user designation at Lord & Taylor and the hashtag #designlab in the caption of their photo posting. While Lord & Taylor also pre-approved each proposed post, it failed to require the influencers to disclose that Lord & Taylor paid them to post the photo, and no influencers made any such disclosures. The Instagram portion of the social media campaign was very successful and reached 11.4 million individual users in just more than 2 days, resulting in 328,000 brand engagements with Lord & Taylor's Instagram handle and the sellout of the featured paisley dress. The proposed FTC settlement order prohibits Lord & Taylor from misrepresenting, in any manner, expressly or by implication, that an endorser of such Lord & Taylor product or service is an independent user or ordinary consumer of the product or service in connection with the advertising labeling, promoting, offering for sale, sale or distribution of any product or service. Lord & Taylor also is required to clearly and conspicuously, and in close proximity to the representation, disclose a material connection, if one exists, between such Lord & Taylor endorser ad. Lord & Taylor also is required to establish a monitoring and review program for its endorsement campaigns, which includes provisions, inter alia, for terminating any endorser with a material connection to Lord & Taylor who has misrepresented, in any manner, his or her independence or impartiality, or failed to disclose, clearly and conspicuously, in close proximity to the representation, a material connection between the endorser and Lord & Taylor. The proposed settlement agreement is subject to a 30-day comment period and would put Lord & Taylor's future endorsement campaigns under a monitoring and review period. This action and the proposed consent order is the first such order following the issuance by the FTC of its enforcement policy statement regarding native advertising in December 2015. The proposed settlement order also reinforces the FTC endorsement guides, which require disclosure as to the nature of an individual's involvement as part of a sponsored campaign or any compensation received that might impact the credibility of a review, whether it is free or discounted purchases or being entered into a sweepstakes for a significant price. See FTC endorsement guides. As the FTC has explained in Native Advertising, a guide for business, the watchword is transparency and advertisem.